Her name was Sarah, and her husband, Abraham, and son Isaac said they were going up to the mountain some distance away, Mount Moriah. Before he had left, Sarah noticed that Abraham had this look in his eyes, a look that seemed to suggest that something important was going to happen involving the presence of God, a God that she, Sarah, and her husband Abraham had learned so often to trust, even if the possible, impossible were asked of them. Sarah recalled that her husband had the same look some years ago when in her old age it was revealed to both of them that she was going to become pregnant and that in their old age they would have a son. Sarah smiled and laughed then and laughed now. She even called her son Isaac, which means he who laughs. And so Sarah, smiling with a twinkle in her eye, trusted that whatever Abraham and Sarah, Isaac were up to, when they set out that morning to climb the mountain, they were about a divine, a holy purpose. She expected that they would return by nightfall and suspected also that they would bring home a lamb from Abraham's flock. And so she must begin to prepare their evening meal, a meal which she anticipated meant that she must fetch the water, get the salt, to be prepared for the lamb of Abraham. The meal, as well as the story, which she and Abraham and Isaac would tell her. She looked forward to hearing the story of their encounter with God, whatever it would be. She wondered what new stories would Abraham and Isaac tell her. Her name could have been Sarah. She was the wife of Peter. And so often was the case, her husband took a break from fishing and went with the master, the holy rabbi Jesus from Nazareth. On this occasion, Peter said that he, along with James and John, were going to climb Mount Hebron. She looked forward to Peter's return. As every time he did after being with Jesus, he was filled with stories about the rabbi from Nazareth. At first, Sarah doubted what Peter was up to, and she chastised him for not fishing enough. But then she finally understood that day when Jesus entered her home and cured her mother, who had been crippled for many years with a disabling disease. Then Sarah never doubted again. And so Sarah supported her husband Peter on his mission journeys with Jesus. So when Peter returned with Jesus and James and John that night, they were filled with new stories of amazement and wonder. But there was also something different about her husband Peter. She could sense it in his eyes. She asked Peter what happened, but he said, "Sarah, I'm not able to tell you now, but someday it would be revealed." But he could not yet, not even to her. But he smiled, and instead of fish, he gave her a freshly killed lamb and asked her to prepare it for Jesus, as well as for James and John. Sarah smiled at her husband and said, "Of course, I shall prepare the lamb for our friend Jesus." Her name was Sarah, and she was 7 years old and the second daughter of John and Bridget Cullen when her father asked her to climb the mountain outside their home in an area called Scottaman, which was along the winding pass called Glengesh, near the town of Ardara in the southern part of County Donegal, Ireland. When they reached the top of the mountain, or should I say, the high hill, there was where her father's 40 head of sheep were awaiting them and greeting them. Her father then motioned to Sarah to come forward and look out from the top of the hill and see beyond the hills of Ireland into the great Atlantic Ocean, watching the sunset settle on the horizon in the vast distance. She sensed something special and something her father wanted to tell her. And so her father told her about America. "Well, sailor, Sarah, look beyond the horizon, someday by ship, just as your Aunt Annie, who's going next week. Someday, Sarah, I believe that you too will go there and meet your Aunt Annie, who's preparing you a place as an immigrant. It will hurt your mother and brother and sisters and me when you leave. But Sarah, I believe there will be better opportunities for you in the land of America. And I believe that the Lord will lead you there to meet a husband and raise a family like so many others from our dear Ireland, but our impoverished land nevertheless. Look, Sarah, look and believe in my dream. Dream with me, Sarah, of the opportunities that the land of America will give you. Now, Sarah, let us take the lamb and bring it home so your mother can prepare us a special dinner for all of us so that we can share stories as we dream." 10 years later, Sarah did follow her father's dream and it became her own. And she came to America, lived with her Aunt Annie, met a man named Francis, and raised a family. One of her 6 children is speaking to you now. Her name is Sarah, and she came to the United States with other boys and girls from her home in El Salvador, in the parish of Maria de los Pobres, to follow the dream and the hopes of her parents, who were not able to accompany her, who were heartbroken when she left. But they said to her that it was the only way she really could have a happy or hopeful life, given the poverty and the violent strife and the drugs of her pueblo and their nation. So Sarah came to America and lived and started and worked and had many friends and got to know America with all of its strengths and some of its weaknesses. She improved her language and English. She worked for a catering service in Washington and in Virginia, where she used to prepare the foods for receptions and elegant parties. One of the special foods she enjoyed preparing was the delicacy and the hors d'oeuvres of lamb chops, which she would present with a smile and a dream that one day she would own the catering company. But then one day it occurred. They showed up and ordered her to leave and be prepared to leave and to take her belongings to return to El Salvador. So Sarah did leave her friends, her work, her classes, and return to her home parish, Maria de los Pobres, in the city of San Salvador, which is described in this Sunday's bulletin by our companions from our parish who we missioned a month ago to labor. And if you see in the bulletin, there are each day 400 Sarah figures who are returning home. And she returning home with their hopes dashed and dreams shattered. And yet all the studying they had done and all the work for Sarah believed in the catering, the dream she had of starting the service. What would she do now? And returning home, she realized she was with some family and friends who sent her off, sharing their dreams. And it seemed that her dream had become almost a nightmare. How was she to hope when she realized she could not even afford to buy lamb to feed herself and her family? And so she spoke to the volunteers from her sister parish in Washington, Holy Trinity, and they listened and they comforted her and sought to give Sarah hope and believed that there were Sarahs before her who also dreamed and dreamt, and they never gave up. My brothers and sisters, these Sarahs in history, on mountains, tops, on hilltops, in cities, in foreign countries, may speak their stories tonight. The historical conversation shaping our country today. Perhaps they too may, through our prayer, trust, and they may act upon the movements of the Spirit which led these Sarahs and the ones today to hope, to believe, are we not called in our own way to act so that these Sarahs may dream, may hope, through our God, through our nation, through one another?